Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Oh, ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs to know and run. Be scared to steal a brother's hen. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Went through the fence looking for some friends. Scott saw me scram, so we brought him back again. Cause I'm a ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going. Gotta take you to the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba ba, he's got a flock of lambs to know and run. If you're scared of stealing from his hand, ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, cause I'm a lamb, ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. You gotta follow where he's going, gotta take him to the promised land, ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs.
Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs.
Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. Ba ba ba.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB. Got a great message for you. Part one of the Gulf disaster. We're going to talk about it, the implications. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a royal mess. This mess is man-made. There's nothing supernatural about the mess. There's nothing in the prophecies other than one scripture, and I refer to it quite often. It's in the book of Revelations. We're going to talk about it tonight and get down to, actually, the unanswered questions of why. Well, in the book of Revelations, chapter 11, verse 18, that he's coming back. Literally. I mean, here we are. These are the early warning signs. He said you'll see signs in the heavens and in the earth. And we're seeing these. Earthquakes, famines, pestilence, waves of the sea roaring, the fish in the sea dying, great star, fire. I was talking to a guy last night in Mississippi, and he told me a friend of his that lives near Hattiesburg was experiencing, but just by driving in the evening, had his arm out the window, and a thick, white, oily, almost looked like snow flakes falling. Looked like something coming from the heavens. And when he stopped, he rubbed his arm, and it was real oily and greasy. What's going on? I mean, this is perhaps almost 100 miles inland from the Gulf. Well, they're burning the oil. I mean, you know, let's get real. How much oil are we burning? How much oil are we skimming? How much oil is getting through? How much oil is in the ocean? It's a disaster. As the oil spreads, people on the Gulf Coast want answers. Now, this could be life-threatening. We're going to talk about that tonight. I hate to get into the conspiracy rumors here tonight, but is Revelations 11:18, is it on track? Does our creator know exactly what's happening? Did he predict in Matthew chapter 24 and Revelations 11 as we tie the two together, that in the last days, unprecedented events, signs, warning signs. It's just like a sick body. You get to warning signs, and well, we got warning signs all over the earth. But could this be diversion? While everybody's talking about the Gulf, nobody is. All of a sudden we quit talking about the financial situation, the crash, diversion. It could be diversion. And we say, well, would they go to this great amount of trouble of having to clean it? Well, it puts people to work. They've done employed 35,000 people in the Gulf region. The problem is, very few of the people that live and work on the Gulf, like the fishermen, the ones that's got the boats and things, they're not being hired. The people that have businesses along the Gulf, it's awful what we're getting into. And so tonight we're going to examine the man-made disaster. Now, it has to be satanic. Greed is involved here, of course. I believe that's the bottom line, is greed. Because the Bible says in the book of Revelations 11:18 that he, meaning Yahweh, and I done told you how he's coming back. He's coming back in flame and fire. What if the fire's already kindled? He said, so be it. I mean, we've got literally, our world is not only in a natural sense burning up, drought, famine, landslides, earthquakes, ruptured oil wells. Who would ever thought that this well, now reported that it's pumping over 1 million gallons plus. I mean, they started out with 5 or 6 gallon to make it look like a minor spill. And now they kept upping it. And here in the 57th day, I don't know. We're moving along in this thing. And no solution in sight. It's almost like the Laurel Hardy movies back in the 20s. I mean, here's Obama dancing on the end of a corporation stream, acting like, somebody's going to answer to him. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get a dose of reality. That is not how our system works, especially a socialist system that is being implemented right under our nose without us knowing about it. The death of the corporation. Unless it's owned by the government. Did you know that oil could possibly go to $6 to $7 to $8 to $9 to $10 a gallon after this fiasco? Did you know that oil is now today gone up to $87? And you said, well, my oil and gasoline in my area is coming down. Guess what? Diversion. They don't want you to realize that later you're going to pay for this. Right now, with the disaster in full speed ahead, gasoline prices will either remain stable or it will the price won't go up so that you won't bellyache about it. But you're going to pay through the nose if the government steps in and regulates the oil companies, which probably they will, and it's another oil takeover, ladies and gentlemen. The sabotage could have been a conspiracy for this very happening, plus the fact, the pluses of it, nobody's talking about the bad financial situation we're in. And yet it's getting worse by the minute, by the gallon. Oil... well, that is pumping 100,000 gallons every 5 hours into the Gulf. Unstoppable. Unquenchable. We've got a mega oil well. BP. Did somebody know how much oil was coming out? They knew from the very beginning. Do you think that BP didn't know how much oil they were getting out of the well when they were laughing all the way to the bank? But is there... Now, let me tell you something. I remind you that BP is owned by the Rothschilds. Now, that industry is a major player on the financial world market and seen, and is a heavyweight. Matter of fact, the Rothschild Enterprise owns 50% of the world's wealth. I'm going to go over that one more time so you'll get the impact of that statement. The Rothschild International Banking family, they own 50% of the world's wealth, with 3% of the remaining owning 97% of its wealth, and then that would leave 3% for the little peons like ourselves. You think they're worried about what we think about? Is this diversionary so that it takes our mind off our banking problems? Is Wall Street up? I mean, Goldman Sachs, on March, somewhere around mid-March, they sold their interest in BP. I wonder why. Inside information? Hell, ladies and gentlemen, they've done this for decades, and they get away with it. We don't even suspect me for being deceived from one episode to the next of diversionary tactics by these people who are well drafted into drafting up the world, New World Order takeover plan. Now, does it have anything to do with a population? Well, let's see. We're going to examine that in this series. I'm going to tell you exactly what could the consequences of this be. You say, well, what if they cap it tomorrow? If they cap it tomorrow, we still got a disaster on our hands. Now our experts are telling us that the ecology of the repercussions of this oil spill could last for up to 50 years. The effects of it, the plankton, the flora, the marsh. You say, they burn the marsh off every year to make it grow back for the birds. That might be true. But it wouldn't grow with a thick, oily deposit saturating underneath and for the root system. How do you think you're going to suck all this up? If you think you're going to suck it up, you need to suck it up and taste reality. It ain't going to happen anytime soon. 30,000 boats, skimmers, they brag about how many that they're bringing to the scene, and they really don't have room in the Gulf for all of this cleanup. And yet, a million barrels, somewhere between 70 and 100, take your pick. BP knows. The government knows. They get taxes on this, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let them fool you. They have bookwork on these wells and deposits. When they drilled in there, the United States giving permission, they act like they're dumb. They're not. They know what they're doing. Now, let's talk a little bit about the, if there is, and I'm not saying it that there is, but I know that there's unanswered questions. The House Energy and Commerce Committee collected 100,000 pages of documents from BP already. 100,000. Now, what, you know, this is a classic. Our Congress and Senate in motion. We'll get to the bottom of this. When the oil lobbies. Even Obama said it when he came out against oil. He said it was one of the most powerful, I think it's second only to the Jewish lobby. They're the strong arm guy on First Watch. Probably the second would be the oil industry. They contribute a lot of money to your representatives and your congressmen and your senators. That's a little greed leverage that they have. You say, "Oh, well, my senator is an excellent senator." I just told one of my friends today in Mississippi that our two congressmen here in Tennessee voted against the examining the books of the Federal Reserve. Nobody's ever audited the Federal Reserve. I wonder why. It is the big player on the block. It is operated by 10 Federal Reserve banks. These banks are 90% controlled by Rothschild. We have no accountability from the wealth that they have acquired from the taxpayers. Just like when we bailed out Wall Street, $13 trillion plus dollars lifted out of the future pockets of our young to be paid back because they did nothing. Most of this is a debt laid on their shoulder before they're even born. Now we're in the second or third generation of tax rates. The tax rate would have to triple, that you catch up for the debt load, just the interest. Think, folks, you just don't know how that we have been snookered by the Federal Reserve. And you think that the Congress, our two senators here in Tennessee, I checked the record, both of them voted against the audit of the Federal Reserve. No auditing of the Federal Reserve. Our two senators from Tennessee. Probably yours did the same thing because there was little opposition when they brought up the bill. I think it was just a couple of noted senators that brought it up. And, of course, it was shot down with the majority, overwhelming majority, vote no. They don't want an audit of the Federal Reserve. Too much big money being responsible, and then the American people would know exactly how much wealth is being drained and siphoned off from our the individual. Think about the poor folks on the Gulf. I mean, let's say that you had a small business down there. I know a guy that was snookered. He was on TV crying, what else could he do? I mean, he got a bad idea. He bought him a pontoon boat and decked it out in restaurant equipment, spent somewhere around $200,000 or $300,000 of his savings, everything he could rake, scrape, and borrow to get this business going, and ordered his BP indicated that that they would send their workers in to eat in his little water restaurant. And then when he invested, they started flying their food, catered food in from I think somewhere around Baton Rouge. And here he is sitting on the coast of Louisiana with a restaurant and nobody there because of the mess. And the workers are nowhere to be seen. And here he is. It's tragic. Why? Why is this going on? Do they have the technology to stop this? Well, so far, whatever they've tried has not worked, and we're approaching almost 2 months. Nothing in sight. So, what are we going to do? Well, do they really want to reduce the population as we have been preaching here for the last 15 years. We talked about it, and now a most wonderful opportunity. I'm going to give you tonight 22 shocking population control quotes from the global elite spoken years ago that it may change your mind about what their plans are. Did you know that the toxic potential for the air and the water and the food chain, this could be devastating to a lot of people, and that there is as many as 40 million people on the Gulf Coast, and they could. I'm not trying to start a panic here. I think most people live down there already, you know. I mean, you see the governor and the president walking along the beach and inviting you to come on down to the white sands of Panama Beach and so on and so forth. While they pretend to work on the problem. Now, I want to give you 22 of the quotes that has been quoted in the past that I've done a show on this before. And now right under our nose, we have the potential to lose a lot of lives. And the population could really be depleted somewhat if this disaster keeps looming and the oil keeps pumping and they say they can't control it. Not only will you pay at the pump, you're going to pay for this. BP ain't going to pay one red cent. And the reason why is, if they pay now, the money that they've already got off of you from charging you $3 or $4 in the past, when they can get the oil out of the ground and put it in your tank for 25 to 30 cents a gallon, probably cheaper than that now, with the amount of oil that they're getting. They purposely, if you remember this about 5 or 6 years ago, when we were at the height of the Arab embargo, or the great price gouge, and it went up to $5. If you remember, it was a nightly news thing. Gas dropped a penny. Oh, hallelujah. It's a coming down. Then the next day it would go up, and it finally got up to $5 something a gallon. And we paid through the nose. And guess who profited from that? BP, which is a company owned by the Rothschilds. You think that he could pay off like $5 or $6 billion of claims to the folks in after they say they got the oil cleaned up? Did you know that 90% of the oil will never be taken out of the ocean? 90% of it. It's going to congeal as it churns around in the waters, and it's going to drop to the bottom for whatever problem that comes from that. We don't know. We're in uncharted waters with this experience that we're having for the first time. And it could be, number one, to nationalize. Now, wouldn't Rothschild be in favor of that? Isn't his man Obama in favor of that? They've done nationalized your automobile industry, which was a major player on corporations. Now the corporations are being acquired by your federal government. And the oil offshore drilling and things of this nature, where the United States has the authority to be in control, now you hear the president talking tough. That's for public consumption. It'll be the big guys tomorrow when he meets with the big corporations. It'll be the corporations talking tough. They set the agenda because they feed this enormous government machine, which is just as hungry to gobble up through their greed the dollars to put more people to work. See, it's like the Soviet government. It was top-heavy with the people that ran the government. the workers lost interest because they nationalized everything and they had no incentive to work, so they begin to shirk, no incentive, and that's what's coming to America. We've got a merging population. Right now, there's a 50% population explosion from the minorities. Right now, they're 50% in control. All of the newborn babies in America are no longer coming from the majority. It's coming from the minority. And that is only going to increase as time goes along. That it will be, they say by 2050, that the leading group of people in America will be Mexican Americans. Mexicans. And that the next leading minority will be, in second, will be the blacks. Third, bringing up the rear, will be the whites. Now, we, of course, we had the Asians, and I think they're still below the whites, but the three biggies, the black and the brown and the white. It'll be brown, black, white, yellow, and then the red men. The global elite, who are they? They don't ever have to answer to nobody. Nobody is able to audit them. Your own senators and congressmen are going to make sure, since they've been bought out, that nobody looks at the books. Matter of fact, I doubt they got any. You think the global elite that believe in population control so fervently, and some of the names that I'm fixing to give to you would totally, really, totally shock you. Because you probably haven't checked in lately on who is telling you. For example, Prince Charles gave a major speech the other day in which he bemoaned the rapid expanding world population. You didn't know he was concerned about that, did you? Well, he is. He said, I could have chosen Cairo or Mexico City, but wherever you look, the world's population is increasing fast. It goes by the equivalent of the entire population of the United Kingdom every year. That's how it grows. Something's got to give. Are they manufacturing something that would produce some toxicity? And I'm going to give you the potential. Now, in regard to martial law coming in, these people could be removed at the point of a gun. All in one stroke of the pen of the dictator, which would be the president, and he would remain president until martial law is taken off the books. Many of the elite believe that the growing world population is the number one problem facing the world. Have we forgot about it? Is the financial crisis, was it timed just for this purpose? Are we in what we would call a financial meltdown? And now these things that are happening, are most of them man-made, like the Bible indicates? He's coming back to destroy them that destroy the earth. I mean, they'll stop at nothing because they have plans. They've got places to hide in case of catastrophic possibilities. I mean, they've already got food stored. You got any? I mean, you're totally. I mean, they got any hoarding laws. You cannot hoard. Down on I talked to a guy yesterday, and he said he lives on the Gulf coast. And he said the smell is now in the air. It's just thick. Like a burnt automobile oil that you can smell. He said that it dominates. He said, yeah, there's no oil on the beaches, but it's in the air. They're burning great amounts to try to rid this, but by ridding it, it's creating a toxic possibility that I'll discuss with you tomorrow night when we get into part two of the disaster in the Gulf. Now, the global elite that are talking about the world population being the number one problem, who would they want to get rid of? Duh. Now, let me see here. In March 2009, the UN Population Division policy brief was published back in March, and it wasn't picked up in the major press as a major problem. But listen, what would it take? Now, this is the question: what would it take to speed up the fertility decline in the least developed countries? What would it take to speed up introducing the fertility decline in these least developed nations? Well, are they trying to bring the United States down to a third world banana republic? If that's what their intentions were, they've succeeded. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have enough money to pay our debts. We borrowed ourselves without anybody being responsible. I mean, your senators and your congressmen are not going to give you permission to audit the Federal Reserve. They done voted against that. You're not going to have that opportunity. And yet, the statistics say that the people that they need to audit own 97% of the world's wealth. 97%! These people that's involved in this great conspiracy to rule the world are now seeing you as a problem. They'd like to remove you. Listen what Mr. Bill Gates said. You know Bill Gates, a Microsoft developer. Well, he's concerned about our Earth, since he's got enough money to live without you. He don't need you anymore. Today, the world has 6.8 billion people. That's heading up to about 9 billion without control. 9 billion. Now, he could have just as well said 20 billion. Because if there's no control or restraints put on this population explosion, unless they've got something planned to take it out. Now, what do you think? You think that they're going to go, because it's grown to 6.8 billion and is about to head up to 9 billion because the population increases every year. The population of, say, like England, which has about 85 or 90 million people. So every year, the population, in other words, there's more people being born into the world, and most of these people are coming from third world countries producing illiterate and just people that are taking up room and eating food and draining the resources, and the elite are all of a sudden becoming very alarmed about this. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, red flag, healthcare, reproductive health services. Now, wait a minute now. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15 cents. I thought that the vaccines was to increase your lifespan. We could lower that by 10 or 15%, let's say 9 billion, and we could probably drop that by at least a billion and a half people, right at a billion and a half, by vaccines and health care and reproductive health services. That means that they're going to sterilize you. And I was just talking to a guy today about he's planting his a truck driver, a friend of mine up in Indiana. He was telling me he's telling me tonight about their seeds that they're having to plant, and it's you have to get a code. Believe it or not, now ladies, this is getting serious. You have to get a code from Monsanto and others. That's all you can plant now. So if you're running down here to look for food at your local farmer's market, and they say it's homegrown, what the hell does that mean, homegrown? You got no choice but to plant the GMOs unless you illegally plant something else. And so you better watch what you buy. You better know what you're eating. And you take a chance on going to jail if you plant something that they don't authorize. Barack Obama's top science advisor, John P. Holden, stated just recently, a program of sterilizing women after their second or third child could become necessary despite the relatively greater difficulty of the operation than a vasectomy. It might be easier to implement than trying to sterilize men. Hey, they're seriously talking about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is their number one concern. Well, what about in 1919 when they had what they call the plague? I think about 40 million people died. And after that, there was a great, like the Roaring Twenties, they call it. Man, when people got back in business, it was the Rip Roaring Twenties and Hot Tamale Thirties. And then we needed another war, and it took out another 90 million people. Now it's been a while since we had one. You think we're due for one? Of course, it's coming. It's inevitable. But here, a program of sterilizing women, that could be your next thing. And you could be getting your vaccination shots and wondering where your fertility went. The development of a long-term sterilizing capsule that could be implanted under the skin and removed when the pregnancy is desired opens additional possibilities for coercive fertility control. The capsule could be implanted at puberty and might be removable with official permission for a limited number of births. George Bush's science advisor, Paul Ehrlich, a Jew, says each person we add now disproportionately impacts the environment and life support systems of the planet. They're concerned. We're getting too many people. That's your global elite talking now, ladies and gentlemen. Reckon that the people at the Gulf died? You reckon that 40 million people that was herded into a concentration camp would live very long? I doubt it. Look at the people that were forced to flee in the Great Hurricane in 2008. I mean, the results of it is devastating still yet. But property acquisition by the banks, I mean, went through the roof. They gained some valuable real estate down in New Orleans and up the coast. This property is valuable. Gambling? Look at Mississippi gambling. Riverboats started on the Mississippi and now spread to the coast. Alabama? Louisiana? Gambling is, I mean, you know who runs that? Practically the mafia. Listen to what U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg, guess what she is? Frankly, Frankly now, she says, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, talk about Roe versus Wade, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. Uh-oh, that's selective depopulating. That's your Supreme Court. When the bills come up, do you think she would be in favor of voting it down? Ladies and gentlemen, we're fixing to come under some extreme reactions to getting rid of a bunch of people. They don't care who eats is destined to become a third world country, because third world countries are easy control. They don't need your wealth. They already got it. They don't need your silver and gold. They own it all. How much of it do you own? Well, I've got $100,000 in my 401k. That could be gone in one stroke of a key, a computer key, idiot. You ain't got nothing. If you got gold, they could outlaw it and make it a crime for you to dig it up and try to barter with it. You certainly couldn't exchange it, like a lot of people think they're going to do. And you'd be taking a chance on going to jail if they caught you with a piece of gold in your pocket or a piece of silver. See, they want total control. Ruth Ginsburg, I thought that we were concerned about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we didn't want to have too many of. In other words, I am for controlling the undesirables. Well, now who's that? Well, that could be you, or me, or both of us, probably. A United Nations Population Fund report entitled Facing a Changing World, Women, Population, and Climate Control. No human is genuinely carbon neutral, especially when all greenhouse gases are figured into the equation. That's your United Nations, where they've already got the troops positioned here in America, because all America's troops are over guarding the opium and the oil in Iraq and the opium and man, it's thriving over there now. The Taliban about had the opium trade eradicated until we got there to protect it, and now the pharmaceutical companies are, I mean, boy, they're manufacturing drugs for your children to get on and encouraging it through the peddling of these drug pushers, which are called doctors. Listen to what David Rockefeller, you know Dave, don't you? The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming apparently evident, and we must do something soon. Jacques Cousteau. In order to... Now, he's the guy that ran around and found all these major wonders in the seventh seas. In order to stabilize world population, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day until kingdom come. Golly! Well, you know, they probably are doing that right now. If you look at the world hunger situation, and there shouldn't be anybody hungry in the world, and you see these religious organizations, you know, they show you the children of Africa and the flies crawling around on their face and their little bloated bellies for the lack of food, and then you send that in and probably less than 5% of it ever make it over to them, if any. It feeds this giant. What about all the blood that's collected through the Red Cross? Where's all that go? Listen to this. Ted Turner, you know Ted, don't you? On CNN or did. Now he's sold it and become a major player. And this is what he's concerned about. A population of 250 to 300 million people is ideal, which would require a 95% decline from present levels. This would be ideal. Ted Turner, an atheist. He didn't give a damn about his money. He's got his fortune made, and now he's concerned about you taking up too much of Montana. So you people in Montana better move over, because Ted wants another 200,000 acres for him and his lovely entourage to roam around on without running into any scoundrels like you. Dave Foreman, Earth First co-founder. My three main goals would be to reduce the human population to about 100 million people worldwide and destroy the industrial infrastructure and see wilderness with its full complement of species returning throughout the world. To get those to return, they got to dig up the asphalt jungles that we paved, reduce the world population to 100 million from 6.8 billion, possibly 9 billion by the time it... this thing is already starting. We got a lot to be concerned about. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. If I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. All you poor, dear chap. Mr. Prince Philip, you handsome dude. If you could have about 50,000 young virgins to follow you around and admire you and worship you, in a world depleted of all the scum that you see crawling around onto the earth and taking up your airspace. These are the elite that are calling for your removal. And you're worried about what's going on in the Gulf? You think it's something that just happened? Get real. You don't know what they're putting in the jet stream right now. These chemists have hatched up a plan. I mean, people are getting sick everywhere, respiratory illnesses all over the world. Major, major illnesses. And, of course, they profit off that. I mean, they get more money out of you being sick and you being well. It's. I like to return as a virus. A killer virus. I want to kill you. I hate you, scoundrels. You trash. Prince Philip. And they let him sit on the throne. He's going to be sitting on the throne here, ladies and gentlemen. David Brewer, first executive director of the Sahara Club. You know, childbearing should be a punishable crime against society. Unless the parents hold a government license, all potential parents should be required to use contraceptive chemicals, the government issuing the antidotes to citizens chosen for childbearing. In other words, everybody could be sterilized. Only the ones chosen by the government would be allowed to breed. Well, I guess we'd still have Prince Philip around, you know, and maybe George Bush. The most, now listen to this, planned parent of its infant members is to kill it. That's the most merciful thing. Man. The 14th thing, Planned Parenthood founder, woman, Miss Margaret Sandler, says morality and birth control, and in the plan, the most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it to reduce the population. That was published in New York Publishing in 1922. 1922, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a 1989 or a 1990 quote. This is a 1922 birth control must lead ultimately to a cleaner race. Princeton philosopher Peter Singer. So why don't we make ourselves the last generation on Earth? If we would all agree to have ourselves sterilized, then no sacrifices would be required. We could party our way into extinction. Thomas Ferguson, former official of the U.S. State Department Office of Population Affairs. There is a single theme behind all of our work. We must reduce population levels by either government or through nice, clean methods undetected by those who it is meant to be. They will get the kinds of mess that we have in El Salvador or in Iran or in Beirut or in other places. We shall have a political control problem, and once the population is out of control, it requires authoritarian government, such as communists, even fascism, to reduce it to its needed levels. Mikhail Gorbachev. We must speak more clearly about sexuality, contraception, about abortion, about values that control population. Because a crisis, in short, is the population crisis, the number one crisis that we have on Earth. We need to cut the population by 90%, and then there isn't enough people left to do a great deal of ecological damage. John Guilenbaugh, professor of family planning at the University College of London. The effect on the planet of having one child less is an order of magnitude greater than all those things that we might do, such as switching off lights. An extra child is the equivalent of a lot of flights across the planet. Professor of biology. Well, I got to close here. I'm at the 19th one here. I ain't going to have time to get in 22. But you're getting the drift here. The elite. Let me give you the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the number 20th. This year, the United States renewed funding of reproductive health care through the United Nations Population Fund. And more funding is now on its way. The U.S. Congress recently appropriated more than $648 million in foreign assistance to family planning and reproductive health programs, such as, get this, vaccinations and other forms of sterilizing a large segment of the population. That's Miss Hillary Clinton. Clinton advisor Nina Fordoff. We need to continue to decrease the growth rate of the global population. The planet can't support many more people. We must act immediately, and we must have a set of new Ten Commandments on the Georgia Guidestones, which says, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Guess who wrote that? The elite. Well, let me tell you tonight, you're listening to the Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. I'm so thankful that they're planning our demise. Population control, ladies and gentlemen, they are planning mass exodus from the planet of people like you and me. The elite, they want somewhere around 100 million. Now there's somewhere here around 400 million in the United States. Over 50% of them are mostly illegals, minorities that are now growing. They want this to be a third world country so that they can take control of it. They want to destroy the infrastructure of America, which is going on right under your nose. We are a nation in debt. We have been destroyed by the destroyers right under your nose, and you're worried about the Gulf Stream oil leak. Ladies and gentlemen, this is only the beginning of the enacted plan of the elite to reduce the world population. Get used to it. We're here to have our day. Lindsey Williams has talked about gasoline going back to $6. Boone Pickens saw his interview today on Fox News, and he says that gasoline will be going back to $100 a barrel very quickly. After this is settled, it'll go back to $100, and then you will probably have to have a wallet full of money in the years to come just to go anywhere or do anything, or you might not even be here to do it. They made design plans to either sterilize the world's population, that's going to hit 9 billion here in a couple of years. 9 billion people. Somebody's got to go. I hope it's you and me, because that's the way it's going to be. There's no use to think that it's going to be anybody else. The elite ain't going nowhere. They want to, I mean, Ted Turner wants to live on, he's already got 200,000 or 300,000 acres in Montana. He'd like to have the whole state. Prince Philip would like to be a killer virus so he could kill you. These people are, they're for real. They are for real. They mean this. Was the petroleum or the Gulf oil rig intentionally sabotaged? Well, a petroleum engineer and the people that worked on the oil rig knew that it was close to exploding, and one team got off by the persistence of a work foreman. He even chartered his own helicopter to get his crew off. And they're alive today because of that. And he's giving testimony. You think it's going to mean anything to the elite in Washington, D.C.? They'll sugarcoat it. This is a disaster that needs to happen. So get used to it. There's going to be more. They got the camps ready for you in case that they have to evacuate you. They got martial law already on the books, ready to go. They got the Noahide laws. If you are demanding your religious rights, they'll give them to you in the Noahide laws. These are antichrists at work, ladies and gentlemen. And we sit by and let them take school out of prayer out of our school, take Yahweh out of school. We can't even go to school with Yahweh. Your children can't even mention His name. They picked up a pastor in Ohio for preaching, just praying on the street. I've been running off the streets. I started as a street preacher and preached through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s on the same street. They arrest you. They don't want the Creator in our nation. These are antichrist, godless people. They want to reincarnate as a vile virus so that they could kill you. And you want to know what's happening in the Gulf? Well, that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey of the great state of Mississippi. Not time to go over a couple of minutes. Yahweh bless.